Have you ever felt like the underachiever in your family? Raj Shamani certainly did. Before becoming one of India's most influential young entrepreneurs with over 1 million followers, he was the student scoring 43% while his cousins earned 90%. He was the teenager who fabricated stories about visiting Dubai when he hadn't even been to Delhi, earning school-wide mockery. Yet this same useless kid would go on to speak at the United Nations and build multiple businesses. His journey reveals that success isn't about innate talent. It's about discovering your unique strengths and building upon small accomplishments daily. The transformation from humiliation to triumph began with a simple realization. The path to achievement isn't following others' footsteps, but creating your own trail based on your distinct abilities and interests. Our education system fundamentally misunderstands human learning. While we all have unique perceptions, environments, and abilities, schools force everyone into the same learning mold. Some thrive watching videos, others through reading, and many through hands-on experiments. Yet traditional education prioritizes standardized memorization, turning students into what Raj calls simple printers, regurgitating information without understanding. Imagine learning physics through gravity experiments rather than formulas, or history by visiting archaeological sites instead of memorizing dates. Schools rarely provide these immersive opportunities, often silencing questions and creative thinking. Raj's early life was defined by academic struggle. Branded useless throughout school, he frantically explored potential careers: basketball, football, table tennis, rapping, guitar, DJing, financial trading, each ending in failure or disinterest. This period of trial and error served a crucial purpose, teaching Raj the importance of exploration to discover natural strengths. Rather than viewing these failures as wasted time, they were necessary steps toward self-discovery. The turning point came after two significant events. His elaborate fabrications about visiting Dubai were exposed, making him the school joke, and his father suffered a diabetic attack initially feared fatal. Seeing his father in the hospital saying, "I know you will take care of your mom and brother," gave Raj a profound wake-up call. The journey to success begins with admitting where you suck. Most people either avoid trying things, fearing failure, or stubbornly persist at activities they're terrible at due to pride. Both approaches block authentic growth. After freezing mid-presentation and forgetting his speech, Raj recognized his public speaking needed improvement. You discover your limitations only by stepping outside your comfort zone. The world offers endless opportunities, but accessing them requires understanding both your strengths and weaknesses honestly. Acknowledging weakness is just the beginning. The crucial next step is deciding what to do about it. For essential skills like communication, dedicated practice can transform weakness into strength. Raj committed to Toastmasters for 2 years, gradually building his speaking abilities. For tasks where sufficient skill development isn't feasible, hiring professionals makes more sense, as Raj did using a ghostwriter when he recognized his limitations as a writer. Equally important is knowing when to quit something that isn't working. Life's too short to remain stuck in activities that don't align with your abilities or goals. Make strategic decisions about where to invest your energy. Don't let pride or fear prevent progress. Admitting weakness is actually the ultimate demonstration of strength. Raj's entrepreneurial journey began when he spotted an opportunity in expensive liquid dishwashing products. Working with his father, they persisted through 86 failed formulations before succeeding on the 87th attempt, despite having no chemistry background. Their breakthrough product cost just $45 to manufacture per 500 ml bottle, compared to competitors' $110. To differentiate, Raj added fruit pulp and sweet lime aroma. Concerned about safety, he leveraged what he calls student power, the ability to persistently ask for help, connecting with an FMCG consultant through LinkedIn who validated his formula. With his remaining $8,000, he produced 200 to 250 bottles and distributed free samples to college friends. For every 5 samples, he received at least 3 reorders, becoming his college's dishwash king. This experience taught him valuable lessons. When lacking experience, connections, or money, persistence in asking for help eventually works. Market observation reveals overlooked opportunities. Differentiation doesn't require revolutionary innovation, sometimes just a unique twist to an existing product. Finally, strategic sampling generates word-of-mouth marketing that drives initial sales. The fear of looking stupid powerfully blocks our potential. After being mocked for his stutter and accent, Raj avoided public speaking for years, a common anxiety stemming from seeking external validation instead of self-trust. History's greatest innovators faced ridicule before success. Edison endured being called Edison the Failure during his 1,000 failed attempts at the light bulb. The Wright brothers were labeled delusional dreamers, and Einstein was dismissed as a poor student with mere fantasy theories. They succeeded because their internal conviction outweighed external criticism. Our insecurities sabotage success subtly. We stay quiet in meetings despite having valuable insights, avoid learning new skills, fearing initial incompetence, and abandon creative projects when criticized. As Michelle Obama said, "Walk through the door of opportunity. Don't shut yourself out because you don't think you deserve it." True victory comes from developing immunity to others' opinions while remaining open to constructive feedback. Studies show the most successful people aren't necessarily the most talented. They're those willing to look foolish while learning, fail publicly while growing, and persist when others quit. Raj advocates focusing on daily habits rather than outcomes. Like driving requires knowing traffic rules and having a clear route, success needs both desired results and a mapped path. For years, Raj fixated on exam scores without planning how to achieve them. While conventional wisdom says strive toward your goals, Raj suggests strive toward your journey. Goals can be affected by external factors, but habits remain within our control. The solution is setting goals while emphasizing systems and processes that consistently move you forward. This approach mirrors James Clear's atomic habits, small, consistent actions that compound over time. By focusing on daily processes rather than outcomes, you create sustainable change instead of temporary motivation. When your systems automatically propel you toward your goals, success becomes inevitable. Personal branding isn't about packaging yourself into something marketable, it's about revealing your authentic self. By showing how you genuinely live, work, and think, people connect with you more deeply, seeing themselves in your journey. Raj's success comes from being the most average young adult in India, middle-class family, average city, typical dreams. This relatability allows millions to see themselves in his story. He openly shares his routines, habits, and decisions, including uncertainties and mistakes. His content resonates because it stems from lived experience rather than theory. Don't wait for perfection. Start today with what you have. Your unique combination of strengths, interests, and experiences is your greatest advantage. By embracing authenticity, focusing on systems over goals, and having the courage to look foolish while learning, you can transform from the useless kid to an extraordinary success story.